So in general, we're seeing a move past the traditional model of private foundations and estate planning, where you'd have a donor successful in business dump his, you know, bulk of his estate into a private foundation for where you'd be making grants in perpetuity to C3 public charities with his family on the board, his heirs on the board. And we're seeing a move towards donors looking for, well, how can I get the biggest bang for my buck? And looking for ways to really have a bigger impact and to affect change. And this can still be done through a more traditional private foundation grant-making model with, you know, grants to good C3 public charities. But we're seeing a lot of our clients shift to something, I would say, more of an active style of philanthropy, where they want to have more agency or more control over how their funds are spent. And this is something that can be done, but needs to be done and thought of early in the process. Because once you have all your money in the private foundation, you know, once the funds are actually in there, it can be very difficult to move them around. So this is something, this type of planning needs to be done early. So we're seeing clients look at private foundations as just one tool in their toolbox, and there's a lot of different tools available. They're looking at, well, how can I, from my funds that are actually in a private foundation already, or funds that I want to put in my private foundation, how can I maximize the return on my investment for those funds? And then in terms of thinking about program-related investments, mission-related investments, more exotic types of grant-making other than to C3 domestic public charities. And then also the donors are looking, what other tools are available to them outside of this structure?